Record numbers of public comments, the government shutdown, and innovations have all been factors in the slow pace of the release of the Nanhala-Pisgah National Forest Management Plan. Here's an update from the USDA Forest Service. The new plan will provide strategies for managing both the Nanhala and Pisgah forests over the next 15 years. The forest plan doesn't just impact conservationists. Fishermen, horsemen, rock climbers, and business people are all interested in how the management of over 1 million acres of forest will change. All these groups are represented in the Nanhala-Pisgah Forest Partnership. Over 20 organizations make up the group, which started in 2013. They've been meeting monthly to hash out compromises that they're planning to present to the Forest Service. Tom Thomas of the North Carolina Horse Council says that this has been a long time coming.
To give folks an idea of time span, I was 60 then, I'm 70 now. Well, I think it's a plan well worth waiting on, and it's a lot more complicated than a lot of people think, but it's come a long way, and we're going to be seeing the draft in the near future.
For horsemen like Thomas, roads and trails must be maintained for riding. To conservationists, some new roads or even maintenance can spell disaster for delicate ecosystems.
No, we won't have 100% success, but we're focused on success, and we'll get the job done.
Megan Sutton is the Blue Ridge Program Director for the Nature Conservancy. She's part of a committee that is working on solutions for points of contention between factions in the partnership.
The reason that people are at the table is because there is a recognition that they will get more of what they want if they collaborate versus if it's just factions that are in controversy. And I think that's what keeps people coming back.
John Rich is the state representative for Trout Unlimited, a fishing organization. He says that building trust between the different organizations, as well as the Forest Service, has been a big part of the group's mission.
I can remember back, 20, 30, 40 years ago, that the idea of somebody from the forest products industry and somebody representing wilderness could sit at the same table and have a meaningful, rational discussion just wasn't going to happen.
For the most part, forest products translates to the timber industry. Timber used to be one of the biggest economic drivers in western North Carolina. Now, tourism has taken over that title. It's just another one of the points that will be addressed in the new plan. In addition to the partnership's work, the Forest Service has also hosted over 40 public meetings and received over 20,000 comments. Michelle Aldridge is the team leader for the Nanhala-Pisgah Forest Plan at the Forest Service.
I think that there's been some misconception about that. So we've had a lot of public comments from the beginning. It's not like we got a huge blast of comments that slowed us down at one particular point in the process. No, it's more that we've been trying to incorporate comprehensively what we've heard at each step of the way, and that in and of itself takes time.
There was also the partial government shutdown earlier this year, which lasted over a month.
So that was analysis time that we lost, but we're finding our feet and our path forward.
Right now, Aldridge's team is focusing on the environmental impact analysis for different alternative solutions that will be a part of the proposed plan.
Our current plan was written in 1994, so we have a lot of new information. We're kind of turning the page on modernizing a lot of those concepts.
The Nanhala-Pisgah Forest Partnership expects the plan to come out in the early summer. Aldridge couldn't confirm that fact. She says it will be out before the end of the year.
Ultimately, we know that a successful plan needs public support and needs the enthusiasm to make these goals complete.
That plan is also just a draft. It will trigger a 90-day public comment period and another round of compromises for all parties involved. The final plan will be approved in 2020. This is Lily Knepp, BPR News.